and you're listening to All Things Considered here on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. A total of 32 inmates and 14 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Northwest State Correctional Facility in Swanton. The Department of Corrections will be transferring all but one of those inmates to be quarantined at the prison in St. Johnsbury, which has single occupancy cells. VPR's Emily Corwin is with me now for an update. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Henry.
So this is now a major outbreak. What do we know about how it happened?
Sure. So there had been three confirmed cases among staff members at this facility, the third coming earlier this week, and an inmate also then tested positive. That was announced on Monday. And after that, they ordered all inmates and all staff to be tested in this Swanton facility. So that means that they did over 300 tests. And many, if not all of these inmates who tested positive, DOC says they were asymptomatic.
Okay, so they weren't showing symptoms.
That's right.
DOC has said that the inmates who tested positive will now be isolated in St. Johnsbury. Beyond that, what else is the state doing in response to this?
Right. So there's the 80 beds in St. Johnsbury. And then they also, DOC says they've released 235 inmates since March 4th. So they are trying to let low-risk inmates out. And inmates and staff have confirmed that they do have access to masks, multiple masks for everybody. And then DOC has established relationships with hotels near each of their facilities. So they're saying that staff members can now stay at hotels overnight rather than going home to their families. That's because many staff are very anxious about bringing home COVID from the prisons to their loved ones. And then, you know, DOC also says if or when somebody tests positive at another facility, another one of the state's prisons, they will proceed with comprehensive testing like they did in Swanton.
Okay, so essentially testing everyone at that facility then.
That's right.
Okay. And so what are advocates and inmates saying to all this? Are they happy with the response so far?
The governor gave a press conference today, and Secretary Mike Smith was on that call. And afterward, I spoke with the ACLU executive director, James Lyle. He told me he was really actually quite frustrated with what he was hearing.
It's not to say that nothing has been done and that there haven't been efforts made. Obviously, there have been. The point is they need to do more. And when you're hearing in response to a major prison outbreak that they're not going to test people unless they detect symptoms, which flies in the face of what everybody knows about the public health advice, when they say, well, there's really no one else that we think we can let out, when they've said that for years and it's not been true, that is deeply concerning. And I mean, let's be clear. This is a failure of epic proportions, this outbreak.
So in response to this line of questioning that James Lyle was bringing up, Health Secretary Mike Smith told reporters this morning that as far as releasing more inmates goes, he said they're still reviewing cases, but he feels like most of the remaining high-risk inmates, high-risk I mean in terms of their vulnerability to COVID, he says most of them are too dangerous to release. This is something James Lyle really emphatically disagrees with. As far as the testing goes, why not go ahead and test every inmate in the state? Why wait for someone to test positive first? Here's Secretary Smith himself.
I wish we had that type of capacity. We have robust capacity. We don't have unlimited capacity.
Okay, and finally, briefly, Emily, what are you hearing from inmates?
Well, they want to get out. An inmate named Roger Chafee has heart and lung problems. He told me the department has held him 5 months past his minimum sentence in order for him to take risk reduction programming, and that programming's been halted because of COVID. So he called himself a, quote, sitting duck. Another inmate who has severe asthma is in a similar situation. He's only incarcerated, he says, for programming, which has been halted. He's got housing lined up. He believes he's in good standing, and he really wants to move in with his mother in New Hampshire.
We're not bringing a virus in here. It's going to be one of them that brings the virus to us. We can't run from it. We can't do nothing but face it head on because you're bringing it to us. I mean, how are we supposed to do anything? I mean, we're pretty much helpless.
Needless to say, inmates, especially those with medical conditions, feel particularly vulnerable right now.
All right. That's VPR's Emily Corwin. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.